The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaurente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jay to the Max. How are you, Jay?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Hope everybody was healthy and safe and enjoyed their homestead with their close immediate family. And if you did have people who traveled, hopefully they are, you know, well and would be well on their way back home. So,
yes. Yes. Or if you did, like my family and I, we all ate alone and then we all got on a family FaceTime afterwards. Oh. We kind of did it backwards. We were supposed to eat like on the family FaceTime, but you know.
Situations.
But hey, it happens.
It probably was best for the way that it worked out.
It did, you know, it did. It started out with me and my cousin. And he's like, let's call your mom. Let's call our uncle. Let's call my mom. And yeah, we ended up hanging out for like 2 hours. So we'll talk again on Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's the new normal of looking at people through your phones and your computers and kind of being in the same room with them, but not really.
Yes, yes. But it worked and we were safe.
It's the future, Jade. It's the future.
I guess so. It's like a episode of Black Mirror, a really long episode of Black Mirror.
Right. Well,
and I don't even watch that show, but
you know the premise.
Exactly.
Well, the show that we do watch here is SmackDown, because hashtag SmackDown matters each and every Friday night. You can listen to the show through the CSPN.us. You can also subscribe to the podcast through the Wrestlecast-the CSPN. All you have to do is look for The New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and SmackDown Matters will show up in your podcast queue each and every week. So, Miss Jade to the Max, coming off of Survivor Series, first and foremost, let me get your thoughts on your performance and who you got, and then your thoughts on Survivor Series as a whole.
Regarding who you got, I don't know why you have to bring up old stuff.
You got more than that.
But congrats. But I didn't win. And I think Nicole, a.k.a. Queen Mel Mindy, had a cheat sheet that we didn't know about, because the way she slept the competition. Mm-mm. So, yes, congratulations to her. She gets bragging rights until the next who you got. But overall, I thought Survivor Series, well, the 5-on-5, the men's 5-on-5 was garbage. And I'm sure Vince was in the back like, this is going to be great. And it wasn't great. And the women's 5-on-5, yeah. I'm glad that I really wanted Binky to be the sole survivor, but here we are. And then I think that my favorite matches of the night, obviously, were New Day and Street Profits. And who knew that Drew and Roman we're going to be working that hard for their paycheck at Survivor Series. But here we are. And I thought that was a pretty fantastic match, too. So overall, those are only matches I remember. Oh, Bobby Lashley, he won against Sami Zayn.
What about Asuka and Sasha Banks?
Ah, how could I forget about my girls? Yes, that was a really good match, too. Of course, you know, Sasha and Asuka, they're so talented. And when they get in a ring together, they just make magic happen. So I really enjoyed that. And Sasha is looking fantastic, as always. And yeah, I overall, like, the everything but the 5-on-5s I really enjoyed. Well, the women's match I enjoyed until the end. So it was really good, and it was really great to see Liv Morgan and Ruby and you know, some of the girls that we don't normally get to see show a lot of offense. They really got their time to shine. So it was really good to see that. But yeah, I didn't like the ending.
I'd like to give a shout out to Queen Mel Mindy and Angelina Miss FNA and yourself for another great edition of the Ladies Night. First time SmackDown Matters, but it was really good. I appreciate that.
Thank you. We enjoyed ourselves.
You as the host. Yes, I think the listeners enjoyed themselves as well. So shout out to Queen Mel Mindy again for winning Who You Got 6 for 6.
She cheated. Did you do a recount?
I did. I went back through and looked at all her answers, and they were all correct. And so, yes, clean sweep.
That's fraud. Who you got, fraud?
So on this week's edition of SmackDown, we start with Jey Uso. Comes out. He says everyone is talking about the farewell to The Undertaker, but they should be talking about how Roman Reigns represented. He puts over Drew McIntyre as a legit talent, but he couldn't beat Roman. Roman comes out. He interrupts Jay's intro. Roman and Paul, they say that once they get down to the ring, commentary puts over the match between Roman and Drew. Roman gets the mic. He asks for production to play it, so we recap Survivor Series and how SmackDown lost, and Roman sending Jay away before his main event. Of course, Jay didn't listen and showed up to superkick Drew and help set up Roman's victory, though Jay's participation was beneficial, but not necessary. Roman says again that he told Jay to leave, but Jay didn't listen. He never said he needed help, then asked Jay why Jay and SmackDown lost at Survivor Series. Jay tries to say it was because no one listened to him. Roman says they didn't listen because they don't fear or respect Jay. And if they don't respect Jay, they don't respect them. Then who are they? If Roman isn't the head of the table, then he's just a bitch begging for leftovers. And if that's who he is, then how much lower is Jay? How do Jay's kids look at him?
What kind of leftovers, though?
Thanksgiving what kind leftovers.
There you go.
He asks Jay how he sees Roman because Roman doesn't like how Jay's failures are making him feel. He drops the mic and walks off. So your thoughts on the opening?
I knew Roman was going to flip the script because remember at Survivor Series, he hugged him and was like, yeah, you did good. I was like, nah. New Roman. So I already knew something was coming. So Jay, I guess he's going to be at the kids' table for Christmas too.
Our next match is going to see Otis versus King Corbin. Otis is coming out as Jay is walking to the back. Jay then blindsides him with the chair. Jay lays into Otis with the chair, then some fists, then the chair again. So he basically is trying to make Otis respect and fear him since he was a part of
the team. Our entire WrestleCast crew called it. We all knew Jay was going to show up on Friday and do something drastic, a.k.a. beating people up.
We come back to a recap of the beating, and then there's no match for King Corbin. Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode, they make fun of Otis on their way to the ring. They say that they're laser focused on the Street Profits and they want the SmackDown tag team titles. Street Profits come out next. Dawkins says impersonating the Street Profits isn't cool. Montez Ford is thankful for their match with New Day at Survivor Series, and despite them taking the torch, the power of positivity is forever. They make fun of Ziggler for being a bargain basement Shawn Michaels. And they said, by contrast, Robert Roode can only grow facial hair on his upper lip. And the Street Profits want the smoke.
Hey, they are getting better and better on the mic. I love it. But what? We don't expect anything less from our black athletes.
Yes, the slander of Dolph Ziggler was hilarious.
That was funny. And, you know, if you squint and turn your head a little sideways, you're like, you know what? He could be a bargain basement Shawn Michaels.
He's a cross to me between Shawn Michaels and Billy Gunn.
I can see that. Yeah. Shout out to Billy Gunn.
Yeah, still doing it at 50-something years old over in AEW.
Yes. Oh, when did he leave WWE? See, I'm clueless.
Oh, yeah. He's been gone from WWE. Him and his son, they're rolling with Cody and Brandy, and they have a little crew called the Nightmare Family. So he's a part of that.
Oh, go ahead, Billy Gunn, a.k.a. Mr. Ass. Had little kids cursing. Like, it's Mr. Ass! He told you to suck it!
Next up, we have the Street Profits versus Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Montez Ford avoids the corner splash. He tags in Dawkins, who runs wild. He floors Roode with the Bulldog, then a double underhook neckbreaker for Ziggler. The anointment to Roode, Montez Ford is tagged in, and he hits the frog splash from the heavens, but he takes too long making the cover, and Dolph Ziggler makes the save. Ziggler lands some super kicks, but Montez Ford counters and super kicks Ziggler. Robert Roode with the roll-up of Dawkins with the tights for the pin, and Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode upset the tag team champions.
Mm-mm. Cheaters never win except in WWE. That was an exciting match, though, because I knew something told me that when Montez Ford, was it Ziggler or Roode that kicked out of Montez's Ford frog splash? Mm-hmm. I was like, if he kicks out, they're not going to win this match because nobody kicks out of that.
All right.
So, yeah.
We get a recap of the history between Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn. Daniel Bryan is in the back with Kayla and says his strategy tonight is acceptance and Zen. He's accepted that Jey Uso is listening to a devil and that Sami Zayn is more delusional than he's been in the 15 years they've known each other. What Zayn does is exploit loopholes. Bryan is here to break the delusions of Sami Zayn. He says he's not out to get Sami Zayn, just an intercontinental title. Commentary says we'll relive the final farewell of The Undertaker right after the break. So we come back from
the
break.
Do we have to?
The Paul Bearer hologram was cool.
I didn't even watch it because I'm just like, you know what? He's retired like 7 times and he keeps coming back. So I didn't even watch it. You know, my brother and I were having, I think not even just he and I, but a few people on Twitter, like, he's going to come back. He's going to come back.
I don't know. He sounded pretty content.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. When he was talking to Stone Cold in the Broken Skull Sessions little podcast they did afterwards. He seemed pretty content about this being that being the last time the Boneyard match. So we'll see.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, maybe. Because, look, if not, he's going to have to, Michelle McCool probably going to put him in a tombstone if he doesn't.
Back from the break, Kayla is in the back with the Mysterio clan plus Buddy Murphy. Ray says the last few months have been difficult, but they're focusing on gratitude. He saw his son start his wrestling career, his daughter is becoming a woman, and Murphy saw Rollins for the fraud that he was. Corbin shows up. He says Ray couldn't pass on his talent to his kids, just as bad judgment. He wonders if Murphy will be around next Thanksgiving or if he is just riding the Mysterio coattails while there's some value left in the name. Always Corbin with some zingers.
Always. He always got something to say because he's petty.
We get the official, replay of the Undertaker tribute. Then Sami Zayn is in the ring with the mic. He doesn't respect Thanksgiving. He runs down Daniel Bryan for undermining him, reminds us all that he beat Bryan at WrestleMania, and Daniel Bryan has done nothing to earn a rematch, but management wants to sabotage him. So he leads to Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan. Zayn with the Blue Thunder Bomb for a near fall. Sami talks trash. He tries the Blue Thunder Bomb again, but Daniel Bryan counters into an armbar. Daniel Bryan switches to the Yes Lock, and Sami Zayn gets to the ropes to save himself. Daniel Bryan with the suicide dive. Back into the ring, Sami Zayn rolls out again and takes another suicide dive. Sami Zayn runs away. Daniel Bryan chases him, but Sami Zayn runs to the back. The ref keeps counting, and Sami Zayn seems to have evaded Daniel Bryan in the back and makes it back to the ring to beat the count. We cut to the back and we see Jey Uso has ambushed Daniel Bryan in the back, and he was the reason that Sami Zayn was able to get the win and retain his Intercontinental title.
Daniel Bryan didn't deserve that. He is the planet's champion.
Trying to be the planet's Intercontinental champion. And
So not only will he be champion of all the continents, but the planet too. The whole planet.
He shouldn't have been talking trash about Jey Uso and listening to the devil.
You know, no. I don't know. I've got nothing. I agree with you.
Kevin Owens comes to defend Daniel Bryan, and Jey invites Owens to the ring. Owens decides to follow him after the break. In the back, Jey is with Roman and Paul Heyman. Owens comes up. He's had it with Roman's family issues affecting everyone. He says Roman treats his family like trash. Roman says to Jey, if Jey doesn't take pride in how his sons look at him, at least Roman does, and demands Jey fix that Owens doesn't look at Roman with fear. Doing all the bidding and the dirty work.
Jey don't look. Jey is so conflicted. I can see it in his face. He's like, I want to be good, but I want my cousin to love me. It's like all my children. Poor guy. I want to see how this is all going to play out when his brother comes back.
Right. Has a lot of Godfather Fredo into it, you know?
Is Jey Fredo really?
Not really, not quite, but he's getting close to Fredo level, though.
He's got Fredo tendencies.
Yeah, he keeps messing up. He's going to be on Fredo level. He's going to get the kiss, and it's going to be all over with.
They just going to take him out in the middle of the water. And
next up, I hope not either. Next up, it's Bianca Belair versus Natalya.
Natalya wants to be respected here in WWE.
Bailey, I want to ask you a question that's not offensive to you. How was your week? Did you have a nice holiday?
Oh. I had a great holiday.
Nice suplex by Natalya.
I spent it with my family, my loved ones. The red eye over here knowing I was going to sit next to this guy, though.
She's talking about you, Cole.
I'm talking about you, Cole.
Natalya again, blocked by Bianca Belair, the EST of WWE. Inside cradle. May have Natalya here, shoulders down, and a kick out. At two. How can you not be impressed? Oh, by Natalya after that. Crawls into the cover. Hook of the leg now on Bianca Belair and a kick out. My house. Look at this. Bianca not shining right now. Natalya with this painful submission hold. Belair in a great deal of trouble.
Hey, Michael, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been suplexed by Peyton Royce?
Oh, look, it's shoulders down now. Is that the same Peyton Royce that Natalya tapped out with the sharpshooter? Is that the same one you were talking about?
Yes, Michael. Okay. Thank you for clearing
that. And Peyton Royce is the one that, by the way, eliminated you Sunday.
Okay, anyways.
Oh, and Natalya face first into the turnbuckle. And look at Bianca Belair ready to go. Ooh. Shoulder right to the midsection. And Belair, the uber athlete, taking out Natalya.
Yep. See, you know what? Michael, I don't play well with others, so if you ever feel like getting in the ring with me and having a one-on-one match, I've been asking you this whole, since the summer.
Oh, look at this now. Bianca Belair. I have no interest in that, by the way. Check out this strength. And Bianca Belair. Look at the power. She puts Natalya over the top rope. And Natalya hits the floor hard.
Long way down to the outside.
Come on, Natalya.
And Bianca now coming out, bringing the fight out to the ringside.
I don't know if that's smart, sister. You don't want to get counted out again. Bring her back in the ring. Put her back in the ring. I don't got anything to say, okay? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, 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 hey. Watch out.
Oh, my God. Bianca just with a right hand to Bailey. And now Natalya from behind.
Natalya very wise to take the opportunity presented.
Bailey may be out. Natalya driving Bianca Belair back into the ring. And Natalya could be closing in on a victory here. And Bailey now up to the apron. And Natalya having a rough night. Roll up now by Bianca. Shoulders down. Belair got Natalya. What a win.
I'm on my own against the wall. Here is your winner, Bianca Belair.
You know, things just are not going Bayley's way as of late, but let's talk about the EST of WWE. What a start to her SmackDown career for Bianca Belair.
Again, I won't argue about that, but...
I'm looking forward to this brewing feud between Bayley and Binky.
Oh, yes. This is going to be a lot of fun, especially with the promo ability of both of these women. Should be a lot of good talking going on. I didn't catch the Binky talking smack video. I saw it, but I just didn't listen to it yet. I'm pretty sure it was very good. Very, very good. So,
of course, because it's Bianca.
Binky can only get better by going against Natalya. You know, she'll be able to learn so much every time that she wrestles her. So glad that she can get this learning experience, and it's only going to make her better. And then Bayley is going to be another good learning experience as well. So to have maybe two or three potential matches with Bayley, that should definitely help her learning curve tremendously.
Yeah, I'm excited about her rise to stardom.
Next.
I'm glad that Vince sees what we see in her.
Right. Hopefully it's more like Bruce Pritchard, and he keeps making sure that they, you know, focus on
push her.
Right. Murphy with the entire Mysterio family versus King Corbin. Ray distracts the ref. Corbin whines, and we get a right hand from Corbin. Dominic is on the apron to distract the ref again. Corbin gets back on offense. Murphy avoids a corner charge. Dominic trips up Corbin. Murphy then hits a knee strike. Corbin gets his foot on the ropes, but Dominic removes the foot before the ref sees it, and Murphy gets the win over King Corbin.
This should have been called the distraction episode of SmackDown, because I think every match had some sort of distractions.
This match,
or distraction finishes.
This match definitely did. Charles Robinson should have been throwing the Mysterio family out of this match.
Like, they just being messy.
I mean, everybody got in Corbin's way. Aaliyah. Dominic,
like, Corbin just trying to have his match, mind his business, and go home and eat dinner. And they up here messing with that man.
Baron Corbin gets on the mic. He complains that the bout wasn't one-on-one. He says the Mysterio family are cowards, and he wants a rematch. And he says next week, he'll be prepared.
Word.
Commentary says that Jey Uso and Kevin Owens will be the main event. In the back, we see Kevin Owens taping up his hands as we go to commercial break. We come back. Big E is in the back playing around with Apollo Crews. Sami Zayn shows up. They're kind of blocking his way to his interview. He gloats about the count-out wins he's been getting. Big E says the problem with Zayn's house is that it has no foundation. He says it's very flimsy, and it's, you know, he's been using all these shenanigans to get his wins, vertigo, countouts. He says he's got no margin for error. He says his house is a house of cards, and one little flick or breeze will send it all tumbling down. Sami Zayn is disappointed in Big E trying to diminish him, and feels Big E is just bitter, given that the last time Big E held the Intercontinental title, it was years ago. Big E gives Zayn some applause, shakes his hand with a hard grip for the full 10th count. He agrees that this is a long time, and Kayla asks if they still got an interview. Sami Zayn snaps that no, they don't.
So are we getting a Sammy Biggie feud? Are we going to continue this Daniel Bryan thing? Or maybe, I don't know, put Biggie back with his boys and they can feud with the Hurt Business like they're supposed to.
Might be more of a triple threat situation with Big E, Daniel Bryan, and Sami Zayn. Or Big E waiting for the Sami Zayn, Daniel Bryan thing to work itself out, and then he gets the winner.
I guess we just have to wait and see what monkey wrench Vince is going to throw at us.
But I think people are happy to see Big E with the series program after they were disappointed that he wasn't a part of Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty messed up. He should have been part of they probably would have won. They had Big E on their team. Just my thoughts.
Back to the commentary table. And Billy Kay shows up with a headshot and a resume for both Michael Cole and Corey Graves. She wants a commentary. So Cole desperately asks for the feet to get cut, so they send it to a Carmella vignette. Mm. Can't knock her hustle, man. She out here grinding. Gotta stay persistent.
What is it? The squeaky mouse get, or the squeaky wheel? Something, whatever.
Yeah, gets the oil.
She's the squeaky wheel.
Yes.
Yes. Literally, though, because she squeals and her voice is really high and it's very annoying.
Carmella vignette. She says she's glad that Sasha Banks and Bayley are done with their middle school games because now they can all learn who's the best. She's done doing what others want, as that led to her losing herself and everything she's built. Everything she does now is for herself. She gives the orders and everyone else can jump for her. She tries snapping her fingers for champagne. Doesn't really, you know, grant her what she wants right away. She does it again, kind of gets annoyed by the champagne not showing up. Then we see the champagne and then we see the boss three-finger ring, and Sasha Banks attacks her. Banks' statement from Sasha Banks while officials try to separate the two of them. Sasha Banks wants a match with her next week.
Look, she snapped her fingers for an ass whooping.
Love the framing on how this was shot.
And can I just say that Sasha's makeup and hair were flawless. I mean, she's always flawless, but she looked really good. Hashtag fashion cast.
Yes, she's taking up the mantle for Naomi while she's out for always looking
so fresh. Yes, I can't wait to see our boob Naomi back.
Yes, I know. It's been, should be, hopefully she should be
too long.
Back in maybe another month or so. Or maybe they're
good, because I miss her.
Bringing her back because they don't have anything for her right now, but hopefully that will change.
It's cool. She can come back at the Royal Rumble again.
Yeah, we'll take that.
It's hard to believe the Royal Rumble was that long ago. I feel like it was just like a couple months ago. It was literally almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm. It's about to be back here again.
Time flies.
Main event time. Jey Uso versus Kevin Owens. Jey goes up top for the splash, but Owens catches him with punches and chops. Both men are up on the top rope now. Jey hits headbutts to the arms of Kevin Owens, and he falls back into the ring. Jey flies off the ropes, but right into the knees of Kevin Owens. Owens with the pump handle neck breaker over the knee, but he can't get the pin on Jey. Owens tries to stun her, but Jey counters and posts Owens on the bad arm. Jey then gets a chair, and he pummels Kevin Owens with the chair, and he gets disqualified. So before we talk about the post-match, how did you feel that match was going before the disqualification?
I already knew, look, KO, he was on NXT commentating on Wednesday, and he's like, look, I just like to punch people in the face, you know, kick them in the face. Look, he was angry. You're pissed off Kevin Owens. I knew he was going to beat Jay's ass. Jey knew the only way he was going to get one over on Kevin was to get disqualified using a chair. Just saying. But I think I'm looking forward to a Kevin Roman program.
How did we get there? Because after the match, Jey continues beating Kevin Owens with the chair. In the back, Roman looks on with subdued approval. Jey clears the announce table, but when he goes back for the chair, Kevin Owens cuts him off with the stunner. Owens throws Jey over the announce table. He gets a chair of his own, and he unloads on Jey with it. He talks to the camera, and he wants to make sure that Roman is watching. He tells Roman that this is happening to his family, so where is he? Owens fears no one, including Roman. Owens tells Roman that if Roman has a problem with him, he should say it to his face. He implores Roman to come find him, then gets back into the ring with Jey and hits another stunner. Owens sits at the announce table, at the head of the announce table, and tells Roman he'll be waiting for him. And that's how we end this week's SmackDown.
Roman, Kevin, book it now.
It's coming. Tables, ladders, chairs.
Let's do. Is that the next pay-per-view?
Yes, it is.
I don't know why I thought we skipped a pay-per-view in December, but it's Vince we're talking about. Who am I kidding? He'll make them work on Christmas. I know, because I went to see Raw on Christmas.
Wrestling has always worked on holidays, Christmas and Thanksgiving. Those are always big days for wrestling, traditionally.
Yeah, I went back. They were in Chicago. It was Christmas and the day after Christmas. I went both days.
Yeah, they usually do have like a big... big shows in either Chicago or New York, WWE traditionally for the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, it was Raw and SmackDown. And I was like, let's do it. And it was fun. But yeah, I'm looking forward to, I'm loving this storyline, this bloodline storyline, but I love how it's infecting everyone in the locker room. But we're up. Infecting, because it's pure evil.
Yeah, Kevin Owens is like,
I love it.
I'm tired of you out here beating up my friends and trying to make people respect you, and you're taking shortcuts.
Does Kevin Owens have any friends though?
Not really.
Let's look at his track record.
Yeah, he said he's trying to clean up his ways though.
Did he say that?
Yes. Leon Ruff might be considered a friend. Might be a new friend.
Okay. Yes, you're right. Listen, I loved Kevin Owens on NXT commentary. I'm like, he's so petty, and I love it. And I also, I know this isn't the NXT cast, but I did love the William Regal nod to Teddy Long.
Right.
So,
check out the NXT cast where me and Miss Simi break down all the action from this week's episode of NXT. It's a really good show. Podcast was a lot of fun as well.
You see how I did that?
Yes.
Helped you promote the NXT. See, I'm here for all of the WrestleCast programming.
Thank you. We appreciate it. All right. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
I would like to once again shout out Angelina and Nicole for joining us last week on the Ladies Night WrestleCast. Thanks to our producer, captain of the ship, host, leading man, Don, as well. Shout out to you, and shout out to our whole WrestleCast crew, Maurice, Miss Simi, Sam. Who else am I missing?
Miss Didi Jonet, the face that runs the place.
I was getting to her. She was going to be last but not least. But then again, you know what? She might pull a Braun on me and be like, last, least. So, Miss Didi Jonet, the face that runs the place, for letting me fill her chair. And I think that's it. Yes.
Well, Miss J, thank you once again for getting up West Coast time fairly early. Talking wrestling with me. I definitely appreciate it each and every week. Thanks to everyone who joined us in the SmackDown Matters hashtag. You can join us each and every Friday to share your commentary with color. Thank you to Miss Didi Jonet. Thank you to Classic. Thank you to Sam, Greg as well. Mo to the _ Reese, Miss Simi, Anwar Starwin, Terry's boy, everybody who's helped me in the past week or so put out these podcasts underneath the WrestleCast banner. From New Japan Pro Wrestling to AEW, check us out on the Patreon page as well, patreon.com/CSPN Media. You can check out our AEW Dynamite reviews and our extra content that we have there for patrons. So please become a patron over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. Let's see, anything else? Just listen to all the podcasts on the CSPN network, Comic Book Chronicles, The Push. They have a new episode that just came out with some flaming hot takes on various subjects. So please check those guys out over there. Latest episode of the Rawcast, me and Mo to the _ Reese broke down Survivor Series and Monday Night Raw. So check that out as well. Also, support the podcast by going to CSPN.us. Click on the banner that says Keep Our Podcast Free. do some shopping with one of our sponsors. Amazon's a good one to use this time of year. Some of that purchase will come back to help keep the WrestleCast free on the CSPN network each and every week. So for my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Adios, friends.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You built yourself quite the house, but the problem is your house is rickety. You got no foundation.
I'm talking count outs, loose turnbuckles,
vertigo.
Your margin for error is razor thin. I know that. You know that. And your house is more of a house of cards. Because all it takes is one flip, one gust of wind.
Mine?
And it all comes tumbling down.
You know, I gotta say I'm a little disappointed. I really thought you were different from the rest. You're just like everybody else. Trying to diminish me. I'm out here beating people in 10 seconds. And instead of showing me the respect I deserve, if I'm being honest, it comes off a little bit like sour grapes. Yeah, a little bitter. Because I'm here in the middle of a historic, legendary Intercontinental Championship reign. And the last time you held the Intercontinental Championship was many, many, many moons ago in a reign that was largely forgettable. So, instead of being so bitter and trying to cut me down, in all honesty, you should do the right thing. You should be applauding me. You should honestly be applauding me. You really should.
You know what? You're right, yeah! And 10 seconds, that is impressive.
That's so hard. Thank
Put
you.
It there, I appreciate
that.
That's a one, a two, a three, four, my favorite number, five. You remember the five count? Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh, that is a long time. I'm so proud of you, Sammy.
Hey, Sammy. Sammy, are we still doing it?
No, leave me alone.
Five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.